When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I do want to talk Chiefs just for a little bit here. We'll get right back into the Royals. Of course, the Chiefs are 4-0. That's the most important thing. But they
is
suffer
it today?
They suffer. Well, yes, winning a football game is the most important. That's the goal.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
I don't know about today.
Unfortunately, the story is Rashee Rice. We'll get confirmation from Andy at noon today when you hear him exclusively on 96.5 The Fan.
You're home for the Chiefs.
You're home for the Chiefs, but he is likely done. Rashee Rice is for the season. Multiple reports that he has a ACL injury. Ugh. Absolutely brutal. Also, just on a fluky type of play. Bad interception from Mahomes. He's trying to run back. Both of them are trying to make a tackle.
Rashee makes the great strip to actually force the fumble.
Yeah, Mahomes is trying to get out of the way a little bit, and unfortunately collides with the knee of Rashee Rice, and you saw, everybody saw it, right? We all saw what the knee did. And that's just a bummer because he's the number one receiver for this team, obviously, was having a great start to his second year in the league. And there are real consequences. Like there's the player himself, and then there's real consequences for this offense, where right now they are back in that 13th points per game in the NFL, which is right around where they were a year ago. This offense, wide receiver-wise, you can make a strong case. They are in a worse spot, actually, than even a year ago.
Last year they had Rashee Rice.
Isaiah Pacheco is out for 7 more weeks. Rashee Rice is now out. Hollywood Brown maybe comes back late in the season. So right now, your rookie, Xavier Worthy, is your number one wide receiver. And I like the kid a lot. He had a great touchdown. I don't know if he's the route runner that Rashee Rice was even last year.
Yeah. Look, there's no way to sugarcoat this. It absolutely is worse than last year's for that reason. Because you could say, hey, it's the same. Sky Moore, McColl, all the dudes, and then a rookie wide receiver is your number one. It was that way last year with Rashee Rice. It will now be this way. We all agree, right? Xavier Worthy is their number one wide receiver
now.
Like it or not.
Now, Justin Watson and Juju are going to be playing a lot here in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk about other options outside the organization later in the show. I think it's early for that because it's week 4. Teams don't just punt and trade everybody away after 4 weeks in the NFL.
But this is a devastating injury for the things that we brought up all offseason. We spent 4 consecutive months talking about what are the things that stop teams from winning 3 in a row. No one's ever done it in the NFL. Why? Why is it not possible in this sport? And it is typically 2 things. It is either you run out of money, your quarterback becomes too expensive, you let all your good players go, and then eventually the roster isn't caught up for when the winning can take place again. That actually wasn't the problem with the Chiefs. They got Chris Jones back. They've got a lot of some of their better players are young or on their rookie deals or on the very early years of extension. So it's like, cool, you lost Tyreek Hill. Cap didn't stop you from winning two in a row. Problem solved. Injuries is the other one. And I'll be, this is, even though they are 4-0, the only undefeated team in the AFC, this is the worst I have felt in 6 months since they won the Super Bowl. This is the day that I feel the worst about their ability to three-peat in this entire time. This day, today, is the worst I felt about their ability to repeat as a champion again, because without Rashee Rice, what is this off? No Pacheco, no Hollywood, no Rice. Like, I'm counting on a rookie wide receiver and Justin Watson. I've never felt worse about their odds. Not saying zero.
Yeah.
But I've never felt worse.
The reason why it's not is, I don't know if you agree. It's not doomsday. One is because the defense is still playing at an elite level. I think heading into the season, we wondered if the defense would take a decent step back. That hasn't happened. The defense is carrying this team. We got to stop acting like it's the shoe is going to drop and the defense is just going to fall apart. It's not. Yeah. Sorry, it's not. For
doesn't
those
seem
who,
like it, no.
Steve Spagnuolo and this defense, this is who they are. So that's why I don't think it's doomsday. The other part of it is eventually Pacheco is coming back and Kareem Hunt looked like Kareem Hunt, not 29-year-old Kareem Hunt. He looked like 24-year-old Kareem Hunt yesterday.
He looked
we're going to talk about him more individually. I think he's the number one running back for this team until Pacheco is back after the fumbles from Carson Steele. So that gives me a little bit more faith. But it is going to be a grind and a struggle on offense. It is going to look a lot like last season for a bit. At some point closer to the trade deadline, yeah. Do I think that there's an opportunity for them to go do something? Sure. But that's not happening tomorrow. That's not happening today. You can pick whoever you want on the wish list. Teams, not even through 4 weeks, there's still games tonight. So we're not even through 4 weeks. Teams, even though we all think the Browns are done or the Tennessee Titans are done, teams don't usually trade their top wide receivers 4 weeks into the season. So it's going to be a couple weeks, even if you can agree on a trade. And who wants to help out the Chiefs? We shall see. That's a conversation we'll get to later, I know. They're in a bad spot with the receiving room. But I have more faith today in terms of how do they replace it than I did 72 hours ago. Travis Kelce looked like Travis Kelce again. Kareem Hunt looked really, really good. That gives me a little bit more confidence that they can withstand this for a little bit. Now, as far as winning the Super Bowl, I'm not changing from something you and I said week one.
I'll never say they can't.
You and I said week one. Other than Patrick Mahomes getting hurt, there is nothing that can happen that you're going to be able to tell me 3-4 weeks in the season and tell me, oh, they can't win now. And here we are. Here we are. So I don't want to hear, and I'm the same for you, but I don't want to hear that they can't win the Super Bowl because of this. I call BS on that. There's too much talent still. The defense is playing too damn well for that to be the case. But yeah, they've got a problem. But boy, oh boy, they had a problem last year and they were able to figure it out.
The best news out of yesterday was the defense, specifically what you mentioned, because look, they were down 10-0 because the Chiefs offense put them in two miserable spots. And then the Chiefs defense clamped down in a way in which the Chargers couldn't breathe for the rest of the game. And the one drive of the Chargers actually managed to scrape some stuff together, put themselves down on the field. Harbaugh bombed it. Harbaugh got into 4th-and-1, burned a timeout, which, oh, by the way, he did need at the end of the game to give himself a chance at even trying to come back, then called a play that was never going to be successful against the Chiefs defense because he rolled Herbert out with two backup tackles and all those. The defense is still working. Look, I got questions about the pass rush, which we can get to later in the week, but the defense is still fundamentally, absolutely holding its own, doing its job. This goes back to the same thing. If I were the Chargers and I woke up this morning, do you know how sick you would feel? They didn't have their number two wide receiver, didn't have their number one running back. Sure, we have injuries too. Then in the first quarter, they lose their starting wide receiver, a guy who's potentially emerging as a star wide receiver in the league. So you're like, oh my God. And we're up 10-0 in the first quarter and you never scored another point again. Embarrassing.
When they settled for a field goal and it wasn't 14-0 and it was only 10-0. That's when I knew the Chiefs were still winning. I'm serious. Like when they didn't get the touchdown to capitalize and they settled for a field goal, I'm like, okay, take a deep breath. Like we just seen this happen many, many times. So.
And then they immediately hit that long bomb to Xavier Worthy and everything changed a little bit. But yeah, I don't think there's any way to sugarcoat. like you said, I would never come in here and say the Chiefs have no chance to win the Super Bowl. I've learned that lesson too many times. But let's just say everything's in a scale of 100. And right after they won two, I was like 90% chance they're winning the Super Bowl. And then by the time the season started, because I had questions about the guards and they had lost Hollywood Brown, I was at like 70%, which is still pretty good odds. I'm like 50, 40. I mean, my percentage went way down because the offense is, and we can talk about Mahomes in a minute, it ain't right. And then in addition to that, they've now lost their number one weapon on offense. And so pretending like that has no impact.
No, I'm not pretending it doesn't have any impact. I hear you. Everything you said is true. But also, man, look at the rest of the league.
They are 4-0.
Look at the rest of the, I mean, we just watched last night a Buffalo Bills team that was 3-0. Losing to the Baltimore Ravens in a pretty big way.
Yeah.
I think we called that game on Friday, by the way. We said Baltimore was winning. So like that's the NFL in 2024. The Chiefs are the last unbeaten team in the AFC. And yeah, they have flaws. They've got issues now with the injuries. Go across the entire league.
Most teams.
I mean, it is. So that's why it feels less concerning this year as well. Because tell me who looks dominant right now in the NFL. People have had a dominant week. Who looks dominant across 4 weeks? No. Nobody.
If you tell me the undefeated teams right now and then tell me the quarterbacks of the other undefeated teams, not named the Chiefs, well, then I don't care. It's Geno Smith and Sam Darnold.
They're on the NFC side. I don't care.
Well, and also, like, if I saw them in the Super Bowl, I'll be honest. There is no – Sam Darnold could continue to play like this the rest of the year, win the MVP. And if it comes down to the Chiefs and Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl to win it all, Sam Darnold's not going to get me quaking in my boots. The same as I treated Jimmy G or Brock Purdy or any of these others. I'm glad you got a good team around you. I'm glad you've got a really good coach. But if it comes down to a playoff game and your quarterback, Sam Darnold, and ours is Patrick Mahomes, I don't care. Oh no. It's that embodiment of that LeBron meme. You know what I'm talking about?
It's
that.
The NFC, I mean, this is why, like, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders are playing great. And wow, they might have a stud. I'm glad he's in the NFC. Like, I don't care. I don't have to worry about that until the Super Bowl. That's where we're at. It's what are the AFC? Who's going to prevent you from getting to the Super Bowl? If you get to the Super Bowl, both teams are obviously playing good football. Both quarterbacks are playing great. I know I get your comment about Darnold and that, but if Darnold's in the Super Bowl, he's obviously playing really well, right? So worry about that then.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.